One of the great songs I think ever. I really do. I also, this always reminds me of Howard. I hate to say it, but didn't Conklin Rhea do the Howard riff on this when the Eagles went to London in 2019?
I don't remember.
I think he did.
That's funny if he did.
He did so many of them.
It's like, come on now.
That's a move.
HR violations be damned. You know, we have some fun around here. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Not London, but Brazil for the Eagles in September this year. Of course, prior to that, the NFL draft in 6 days. Sixers and the Knicks tomorrow. Phillies and the White Sox today. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Rob. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, Joe, John, how you guys doing?
Doing great, Rob.
Hold on. John, this is now my friend Rob for many years.
Oh?
This is not good.
Oh, wait. So this is Rob friend, going right? way back, Rob, who knows all sorts of secrets about Joe, Rob?
That and Knicks fan, Rob.
Oh,
that,
no.
That's 100% accurate, John, and I think we should talk on that some other time on the Joe story. I got a lot for you, man.
Bring it, please.
Yeah.
Hey, let me just say this on that. John, he has been bugging me for years to come on this show in studio for like a tell-all. And he said for years he's going to write a book.
Oh, my God, please.
To make him a lot of money.
Whatever you want, Rob. You're welcome. I'll get you myself and bring you in.
Just focus on your loserdom as a Knicks fan, all right? That's all I
I'm down. I'm down for that. I'm down for that to come in now. Now, thanks, guys. Yeah, no, look, man, it's going to be a great series. I do think it's going to be Knicks in six. I know all you probably disagree with that. You think Embiid's the guy, he'll get you there. I will say this. I watched the and again, I don't watch many Sixers game. I watch almost every Knick game. I watched the Heat-Sixers game, and I will tell you one thing. Embiid, lateral movement did not look to be there. Obviously, that's the injury. I think you guys have all talked about that.
Yeah.
And I noticed –
he just has to trust it, Rob.
I don't know that he does. I don't know that he can, though.
I think he can. He just needs to get it in his head.
All right, Rob.
He needs to take that leap. It really is a leap of faith.
Yeah, Rob, do me a favor here, because we've done the damn beat thing a million times, and I hear you. Give me the quick Knicks thing. So Jalen Brunson, who's two?
Dude,
you got Julius Randle. Who's the main running mate here?
Would be OG Anunoby would be the best player. But to me, the big X factors are going to be both the bench guys, which are Bogdanovich and McBride.
Yep.
Bogdanovich is basically in there for the offense and the non-Brunson minutes. And it's going to come down to is he hitting his shot. The one game he played with the Knicks against the Sixers, I think he hit like five or six threes. If he does that, the Knicks are in great shape. But he's been very inconsistent. And it's going to be one of those things. If he goes 0-for-4 from 3 in the first half, he will not play in the second half. Tibbs will do that. And then the other one is McBride. I think this is a key series for a guy like McBride, because as much as we don't care
about McBride and his future and what's key for him. We care about the Sixers going to win.
Well, I'll tell you what he can
don't
do.
Give me don't give me McBride breakdown on WIP.
McBride,
like I got McBride. I got McBride breakdown.
Backup guard.
No. What about this? Is your friend?
Yeah. I disavow.
Rob, what about your five? What combination of players can defend Joel Embiid?
Well, it'll be 48 minutes of Hartenstein and Robinson. It'll be somewhere around 30 to 32 of Hartenstein and probably 16, 18, 20 minutes of Robinson. It's going to depend on foul trouble, all that other kind of stuff. But both of them are phenomenal defenders. You know, Mitchell Robinson, I think before his injury, he was looking like a potential defensive player of the year pre-injury. He's not the same, but he can still give you those minutes. Hartenstein's played well too, and I think what you'll also look to see on the offensive side where the Knicks have the ball is, you know, they'll run that high pick and roll, and then, you know, Brunson, if his three's not falling, if Joel Embiid drops like he did against the Heat, you know, Brunson will shoot the three. If his three's not working, Brunson's got the mid-range game. He's shifty, he's smart. He's got the high IQ to try.
Look, I love Brunson. So, I've always loved him. All right, Rob, good call here. Give me an answer for who or what is untouchable.
I got to say the best morning show host in the land, Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie.
Wow. Well, that
Hey, Rob, don't be a stranger, buddy, all right?
That's unbelievable. All right, well, it's Very kind. I thought there was a better chance I'd get ripped and praised, but thanks, buddy. All right, let's get to Ed.
Seems
he's
like
calling
an awfully
from
nice guy.
Yeah, he yeah
really
he's,
nice.
He's
guy.
one of my absolute best friends. Yeah. Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Hey man, how's it going?
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's up, Ed?
Oh, nothing much. Just kind of the Jalen comments just kind of sticking in my craw. And, it's like when you're really trying hard to pull for a guy, he just kind of makes it difficult. I don't know what his intent was, but when I heard the whole offensive coordinator changing thing, it just felt like such a huge excuse. And that's just sort of my impression of it, not what you were.
So
really
here's
wanted.
The thing where it gets a little complicated, Ed. It is factually accurate. I didn't think he was whining the way some people perceive it as whining or excuse making. I think he was just answering a question literally. I mean, it has been a storyline throughout his life that, going back many years, he has had a different coordinator almost every time. So, and I guess, 2021 into 2022, one of the rare exceptions when he had Shane Steichen twice in a row, he's asked about it. I'm not as bothered by that. What I'm more bothered by, Ed, is this sense, I think, that Jalen talks too much in sort of the out there stuff of culture, and not enough on, here's specifically what I got to do different to be better. I mean, he was asked a question in the press conference, what do you got to do different this year? And his answer was entirely about culture. And I think the answer is stand in the pocket, step up in the pocket, read the defense better, have pre-snap recognition better.
I think those things are understood. He did not communicate those things, but he's aware he needs to be better in that regard. And that's what he's working on this entire
offseason.
But, John,
he does spend a lot of time talking culture. It's a little bit like the Sirianni messaging. At some point, it's like, all right,
enough. It gets old. Yes,
it gets old. And the irony is, a guy like Joel never talks about culture, probably should more. I'd like more of that from him.
What's crazy with the Sixers? They talk about culture, and it's like, hey, this offseason, we need to bring in culture. Hey, this last offseason, it was, hey, we gotta bring in PJ.
Right.
This year, Lowry. It was, let's bring in Kyle Lowry. Yeah. It really is unfortunate that the importation of attitude, the importation of dogs hasn't led to the cultivation of dogs here.
That's right.
The way it should.
All right, Ed, give me a great answer for who or what is untouchable.
The mid to late 2000s, it feels like Don Brown was untouchable.
Well, yeah, the prospect thing. When Don Brown could have been traded, wasn't. Too bad that he wasn't. They could have gotten something at some point. 215-592-9494. All right, up ahead, the A.J. Brown storylines in recent days. We'll get to that. Something Devontae said about A.J. Beat the Hammer at 7:45. We got a New York sports talk show host talking some smack about Philadelphia sports fans. That and some audio from yesterday that pumped me up about the 76ers' chances.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.